Well, today, there is a divide about welcoming refugees from Syria and other countries. And when more than 500,000 Southeast Asians fled to the U.S. in the 1970s and 80s, refugees of the Vietnam War, Americans were also divided about whether to accept them. Back then, the federal government made the unpopular choice to double down on the number of people it would take in from what was America's war. The U.S. also created a formal resettlement system. Today, the Trump administration is taking a much stricter stance. And as Katie Culinary of Here and Now contributor WHYY reports, it's sparking memories for some of the refugees from Vietnam, Cambodia, and Laos now living in Philadelphia. And a warning, some of the language you may hear may be offensive to some listeners.
When Cambodia's genocidal regime known as the Khmer Rouge was defeated in 1979, the nightmare was not over for people like Kha Or. Together, Or, his wife, young son, and his mother-in-law walked to Thailand.
I passed 2 minefield lines. I'm lucky, but the person who came after me, they stepped on the mine, and the body blew.
The family lived in a dusty, crowded refugee camp for nearly 2 years, until in 1981, they came to the U.S. and settled in South Philadelphia.
And the first time that I came here, I saw a lot of black people. So I said, hey, maybe they put me to the wrong place. Right? Because I saw it's America, they're all maybe white, you know?
In the late 1970s and 80s, Philadelphia became a prime destination for Southeast Asian refugees like the Orrs. Resettlement agencies could easily find cheap housing for them in the row homes left behind by white residents leaving in droves for the suburbs. But refugee families quickly discovered that they'd been placed in neighborhoods already simmering with racial tension.
When there's only one of you, you're not much of a threat.
Toi Nguyen was 9 when his parents and siblings were airlifted out of Vietnam in 1975. They were among the first refugee families resettled in South Philadelphia along 7th Street. Nguyen says in the beginning, they felt welcomed by their neighbors. But 4 years later, things changed as more and more and more families from Vietnam, Cambodia, and Laos began showing up.
But now you have hundreds of families literally changing the demographic makeup of the neighborhood overnight. So it created a very curious situation for me personally.
By then, Nguyen was a teenager, and his mostly white friends had strong reactions to these newcomers.
They would refer to the new refugees as, you know, chinks or gooks in front of me. And I had to remind them that, hey, you guys, those people are me. You know, so if they're chinks, then I'm a chink in your eyes.
3 decades later, Southeast Asians have become part of the fabric of life in South Philadelphia, opening restaurants, filling churches and Buddhist temples, and creating community organizations. And like a lot of Americans, they have mixed feelings about the Trump administration's stricter stance on refugees and his proposal to enact extreme vetting. Cambodian refugee Kha Or says he doesn't pay much attention to American politics, but thinks the U.S. treats people fairly. But Toi Nguyen, now a community activist, takes it personally when he hears Trump's tough talk about refugees and immigrants.
Even though the administration's call is primarily targeting undocumented or illegal Mexicans and Muslims, there is a sense that they're not exactly like us, but he's talking about us too.
Others see things differently. Chin Dinh served in the South Vietnamese Navy and fled to the U.S. in 1975 when the country fell to the communist Viet Cong. The retired mechanical engineer says the situation for today's refugees is different. Dinh believes the U.S. government has to be even more careful about who it accepts because of the threat of terrorism, something that was not considered when he and his family arrived from war-torn Vietnam.
In my own opinion, maybe just need to vet people more carefully, that's all. But then a lot of the refugees, they are good people. Not all of them are terrorists, everything. Maybe just a few of them. But we need to vet them to make sure that we accept the good people.
He says the government needs to do what the government needs to do to make sure Americans like him are safe. For Here and Now, I'm Katie Culinary in Philadelphia.
And WHYY's Jake Blumgart co-reported that story. As we head into a break, we heard just now from one voice in Philadelphia, but how do loyal Trump supporters feel about the president's performance at the 100-day milestone? We'll hear from them later today on All Things Considered.